The strange universe. The universe seems to be getting more mysterious every day. Recently, scientists have found something is pulling our galaxy out of shape, or perhaps it is pushing it out of shape. We have yet to find out what is going on. When we talk about something on the scale of the galaxy, it is hard for us to wrap our mind around what is going on. Saying the word galaxy and then talking about it is one thing. But when we realize we are talking about something which is hundreds of thousands of light years wide and maybe even bigger, we begin to see the object is so huge one would think nothing could affect it. Apparently, this seems to be wrong, and one can only wonder what type of force we are talking about. There are forces in the universe that are beyond human understanding and our current level of technology. That is why it is even more amazing how some of the ancient people knew certain things about the heavens. There were ancient races who knew certain stars existed, yet they could not be seen with the naked eye, and the telescope had not been invented during their existence. The Dogon people, who live in Mali, West Africa, are believed to date back to 3200 BC. For thousands of years they have used different ceremonies to celebrate the star Sirius B as a place which was the homeland of aliens who came to Earth. The amazing part of all this is Sirius B is invisible to the naked eye, so how did they know about it? This star was not even photographed until 1970, when a picture was taken by a large telescope. The story states they were told about this star by the Nomos, who are the aliens. As I said, there are a lot of mysteries to be figured out. We talk about space and it seems there are places in the heavens where there are invisible galaxies which have just been discovered. At a distance of 11,500,000,000 light years away, we have discovered 39 galaxies we never knew existed, and the discovery seems to contradict what we thought we knew about galaxies. The reason for this is the fact these galaxies would have to be very old at this distance. At least that is the current thinking, and yet these galaxies are forming stars. We didn't think this could happen. This could mean we will have to rethink the current ideas we have about how galaxies form. Could this mean something else too? One of the things this might mean is the idea we can measure the distance of all galaxies by the amount the light shifts to the red, called redshift, might only be true for some galaxies. We may have to come up with a better way to measure galactic distances. Also, since we have found 39 galaxies which were hiding in a light which is invisible to most telescopes, we may also have to rethink the idea of the way we think about dark matter. We have picked up galaxies we could never see before because we have seen them with special telescopes and instruments which can perceive infrared. Could there also be galaxies which are on a different wavelength we may not have discovered yet and will remain invisible until we do? We think we know the entire spectrum, but could we be wrong? Scientists came to the conclusion there was a Big Bang, and that was how our universe started. One of the things they base this on is the fact there is a faint afterglow in the sky which seems to indicate an incalculable explosion took place about 13,800,000,000 years ago. This is enough a proof for many scientists, but could they be wrong about what this glow indicates? There are those who believe the dates are all wrong and the universe is much older than we suspect. If this is the case, the afterglow may indicate something entirely different. When we talk about the Big Bang, we can't help but wonder what existed before it. Trying to visualize this is almost impossible. Along with the age being given to this explosion, which some people believe took place much earlier, the age of our own planet is in question. We have been given an age of 4,500,000,000 years for the Earth, but there are those who think this falls far short of its real age, and they go as far as saying there could have been many ancient civilizations on this planet before humans existed, or humans could have existed far longer than suspected. Finding these ancient traces would require us to dig very deep into the Earth, since the longer time goes by, the more these things get covered. Do we have proof which we have found at incredible depths of ancient traces which could have existed before the time period given for human existence? I think many of you who read my articles might remember articles I have written about objects which have been found in deep coal mines which cannot be explained, such as jewelry, metal objects, and even tiny springs and such. I even mentioned the fact in the past when a farmer was drilling a well hundreds of feet into the ground for water, he came up with a doll. How does one explain the existence of these objects? When I asked the question, what was here before the Big Bang, I knew about a little known fact which I am going to tell you about. In 2007, evidence was discovered which seems to indicate there was something here before the Big Bang, or the Big Bang never existed. This was discovered by a professor from West Virginia University and an undergraduate. They discovered the evidence with a radio telescope when they detected a burst of radio waves which put out as much energy in 5 milliseconds as the sun does in 5 days. They were able to tie this into what they believed was proof there was something there before the stated time given for the age of the universe. One thing we have to admit, and that is, if the Earth were not placed on the edge of a spiral and was instead near the center of our Milky Way, it might not have existed as long as it did. The chaos closer to the center of the galaxy might have destroyed our planet a long time ago. There is no doubt the planet was lucky to be placed where it is, and I believe the chances for finding intelligent life in our galaxy may decrease as we get closer to the center.